101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
Joining us on the line, CEO and founder of Connect, is Naomi Schauer. Naomi, a very, very good morning. Sorry that you had to step into this conversation of such poor taste. You know,
No problem.
I don't know. I worry about Sanati sometimes. She just, you know.
Don't get it.
You just don't get it. The sensitivity, Sanati. Anyway, let's try and keep it a little bit more sensible. Tell us about Connect.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on the show. So Connect was born about 8 months ago from seeing the struggles that the charities are all going through, just in terms of funding and staff and donations. So a lot of what Connect is about is really just facilitating sharing of all our skills, our resources, donations and information. So it's just networking really with various organizations just to achieve their potential. And we have done a lot in these 8 months.
So effectively what it's doing is it's allowing people, I would imagine, to get on with the business of doing what they want to do, which is giving aid, charity, and assisting people, and maybe providing the infrastructure to these mini organizations. Is that right? Is my understanding correct?
Well, definitely to help them out. I mean, I have been a social worker and a teacher in this charity sector for 20 years. So, you know, seeing the gaps, what's formed now are these smaller community action networks. But previous to that, obviously, we've had these NGOs and with about 200,000 of them, all kind of working in silos, trying to do the same thing, you know, with a hole in their boat, trying to get the water out. It's crisis every day. And the idea really is to come in and say, well, you know, this is the kind of resource you have. Why don't you work with that in order to try and raise money? Why don't you use that skill or talk to the organization who's just across from you, who's doing a very similar thing, and collaborate, because there's such power.
So it's not just infrastructure. It's actually more than that, because you're giving them its guidance as well. It's guidance, experience. Okay, I didn't quite get that. That's unbelievable. And how do organizations find out about you? I mean, obviously, aside from things like this, this interview.
Well, we do have a website, and people can become members of Connect, which means that they get access to all of our, we call them our dots, you know, we connect the dots.
Our dots are made up
of, you know, organization managers, social workers, beneficiaries. We've even got Department of Social Development on our group. So it's people really, they're talking to each other for the first time, and they're starting to find ways, because when you put brain cells together from many educated, powerful other people, you get to see amazing things happen. We've got our website is www.connect, and that's spelled C-O-N for Nelly, E-C-K-T dot org. And it stands for Charitable Opportunities, Networking, Employability, Connecting Kindness, through technology.
Absolutely amazing. The interesting thing from where you're sitting, it's almost you live in two completely different worlds, in the sense that you see the horror and the desperation and the terrible need, especially during a time like COVID, that is required. But on the flip side of that, you must be seeing the most incredible work being done and the most incredible kindness being showed to people in need.
Definitely. I mean, it's actually traumatic when you get 90 to 100 messages a day asking for food, and they need to eat because they need to take their ARVs, or they're pregnant with kids, and it's heartbreaking. But what's been so amazing about, you know, formulating all of this is that we can send these pleas out to the different CANs that are, you know, the community action networks that are in the area that might be able to assist. So it's not as segmented, but actually networking with people even overseas. Nadia De Lange, the expat from Switzerland who helped start Carlton together with Connect and the Angel Network and the Cathedra Foundation. Even someone over there is assisting to raise money for people to eat and live in South Africa. So watching what's happening has been amazing. The amount of people that have been fed and clothed and have blankets now because of this It's phenomenal.
Are you seeing it? Are you seeing help reaching the people? Because I think a lot of the concern towards the beginning was, and I saw it on a small scale, is a lot of the groups were floundering because they wanted to help. They didn't know how to access. They didn't know how to plug into an area that needed it. Are you finding that things have settled a little bit on the efficiency level?
Look, it's definitely made it easier because you feel guilty if you can't help somebody very far away for whatever reason. And now it does feel like there's a much bigger group and a supportive group. I don't think the need is any less because it's almost like a black hole that never ends. As soon as you've fed some 2 weeks later, they're hungry again. And it's a very hard space. But efficiency definitely has helped. And you can see things like One Can maybe adopting an NGO that used to get bits and bobs all over the place has now started to systematically give all the kids blankets, systematically give all the kids books.
Right,
so what's happening is that they're assisting in a way that could like uplift that NGO completely and then be able to help another in a similar way instead of, some things that they get.
Interesting question from one of our listeners. Jenny says, are charities willing to share resources? Often I've seen with NGOs that they don't want to share information and they don't want to share resources.
So it's from the past. You know, if you share a donor, you run the risk of losing them.
Of course.
And if you share some of your donation, you might need it later. So sometimes there's stuff in their storerooms that's just collecting dust because they might need it sometime later. But we really want to change that mindset. We want to change the narrative because together we are obviously stronger. And when you have so many people working for the same cause, which is really just to better South Africa and uplift the beneficiaries, when you just turn around and say, hey, I can help you with that, and they say, well, I can help you with that, such beautiful stuff happens. And at the end of the day, there's such donor fatigue. We're all fighting for the same money. However, when you look around you, the resource is there. There are skilled professionals who could be assisting, uplifting, coaching, training, and many of them will do it for free because they so badly want to help change this country. So we're finding those people who want to share, who want to be a part of this platform, who want to make a real difference because we can't do it alone. We cannot do it in silos.
And what I found is something that's interesting, and we've spoken about it fairly often here on this show, is that especially during COVID, my view is that each and every one of us have a job, and we just need to identify what that job is. What is our responsibility as me, Howard Feldman, or Zanati Guma, or Naomi Shaw, no matter who it is, what is our job during this time? And I believe that it'll help us selfishly get through it by knowing what our job is. And every one of us, every one of our listeners, every person out there has the ability to do something. And maybe it's giving advice. Maybe it's doing, no matter what it is. And I think that's why people do want to reach out and do want to assist for free or in a way that they can, because we all want to contribute, whether we recognize it or not. Deep down, we all want to make this world better, and we all want to help everybody, people get through this time. So I think that speaks to that people definitely would want to get involved and help as much as possible.
Definitely. Yeah, the saying of find yourself in the service of others. Right now, there are people who are depressed, lonely, anxious, and there is nothing better for you than the feeling of being able to assist somebody else or just being able to give something, to have the purpose, because it's not just about money, even just being on the platform. Often happens is I know someone in that field who can come and give you lawyer advice about your NPO issue. Wait, I know. And it's just sometimes a connection. It's just a connection. I mean, the connection that happened to actually create what is Gauteng Together was one of those examples, that speaking to Nadia on her caremongering Facebook page that she was creating to help assist from Switzerland, whilst chatting to some of the most influential people like Karen Landy from 8, Mariska van der Walt from Social Development, Amanda Blankfield-Cossett from EmpowerVet, Glenn from Angel Network. These ladies are power. And when we were talking to them, and then I was talking to Nadia on the other side, it came to this, well, why don't we just create, from their decision, copying Cape Town Together, and then bringing all of the women who are thinking the same thing together at the same time
Yeah.
And then I've met Katara Foundation, these four entities didn't try and, become the hero. We all just worked together and something amazing has happened. And you're watching it happen now with the cans and everything. It's it's phenomenal.
It really, really is. We do need to leave it there. CEO and founder of Connect, that's Naomi Schauer, speaking to us about this phenomenal organization. Naomi, before I let you go, give us your website address again.
That's www.connect.org.